Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 12th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Philemon chapter 1. Can we forgive others just like God has forgiven us? We read in Philemon chapter 1 verses 17 to 21 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own self besides. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. In this passage, Apostle Paul is interceding on behalf of a runaway slave named Onesimus to his master Philemon by putting his own friendship, money and reputation at stake. Paul actually did not have to write this appeal letter, for Onesimus deserved the just punishment that was due to him as a thief and a runaway slave. Nor did he have to send back the runaway slave to his former master as per the Old Testament law, which has drawn up certain clear rules regarding runaway slaves. However, Apostle Paul is now operating under a higher law of Jesus Christ, which was a law of grace and forgiveness. Christ did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. Onesimus had to go the second mile and do restitution to his former master. Philemon, on the other hand, had to not only forgive the transgressions of his former slave, but had to accept him back, not only as a slave, but as a beloved brother in the Lord. So Apostle Paul appeals to his beloved friend and fellow laborer Philemon to receive Onesimus in the same way as he would receive Paul. This reminds us how God has accepted us in the person of his son Jesus, even though we were enemies, sinners, and transgressors of his law. We should note that Paul never questioned Philemon's right to have his slave returned or receive reimbursement for the theft. According to Roman law, Onesimus could have been executed for his crimes, but he had become a brother in Christ, and Philemon had to forgive him and receive him back as a brother. True reconciliation is not cheap. There is a price to pay. Paul knew this and was willing to pay the price himself. By doing this, he was imitating his Lord Jesus Christ. We too were once estranged from God because of our sin, but through the death and resurrection of Christ, the cause of our enmity has been removed and we have been reconciled to God. Two statements in Paul's letter to Philemon remind us of what Jesus did for us. Receive him as you would me reminds us that we have been accepted in the beloved. Put that on my account reminds us that Jesus paid the price for our redemption. Let us put ourselves in the place of Philemon and ask ourselves this question. Can we forgive others who have wronged us just like God has forgiven us through Christ? We deserve eternal death and hell on account of our own misdeeds, but Christ has forgiven us freely and has offered us eternal life instead. Won't we be willing to do the same for others as we obey God today?